Okay, we're on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, the two dots in the middle of the Amid. Omer of Papai Nishmei de Rava. Sandal Hamuzger Lo Sachlisbo Im Cholza Chalitzosek Sheira. Sandal Hamuzger is where somebody was in Metzora and he was put away to see if he was going to be a Metzora or not during the Mei Hezger. So a sandal that was Makabel Tuma the Mei Hezger is still kosher to use for Chalitza. Hamuchlet Lo Sachlisbo, but the Muchlet has to be burnt. No, you have a beged that has tzaras or whatever. So if it's muchlet, the halacha is you have to burn it. So since it has to be burnt, it doesn't have a shear. We have other things that are only to be burnt don't have the shear. Ksusing nechta shiure, meaning that a shear makes something chashiv, but since it has to be burnt, it loses its chashiva. So as if it doesn't have the shear that's necessary. If you use it, it's possible. Rapapa Mishmei de Rava Omar Echot Sandu Hamuskar Ve Echot Sandu Hamuchlet Lo Sachlitz Bo Ve Imcholtza Chalitzosek Sheira. And Rapapa holds, not like Rapapai, that both a Sandu Muskar and Muchlet L'chatzili you shouldn't use, but the Dievet both of them are kosher. See Rashi. Sandu Hamuskar Sheporcha Bo Tzahatzaras, right, it had Tzahatzaras but it hasn't yet been declared for sure tzarua. It's in the quarantine time. Lo tachlus bo bimei hezgero, de lo leisei lemeved b'muchlet. So Rashi says the reason you can't use the musker, even though it doesn't have to be burnt, because it hasn't yet been decided whether it is tzaras or not, right? But we're afraid that if you let you use a musker, you'll end up using a muchlet, which is no good. But lemaisa, if you did use it, it's kosher. The lab bar shreipahu, the shiura kai, doesn't have to be burnt, and therefore it has the shear of chofer rov raglo. That has to cover most of the foot. That shear is kai. It still has the chashivas of a nal. Muchlet chalitzosa psula. But if it already has been muchlet, that it is for sure a sandal with mitzoras, to the shreipakoi, then you have to burn it. You need a shear of a shoe that covers most of the foot. And this, even though physically it covers most of the foot, but the idea of covering most of the foot is that gives it chashivas. And the fact that it has to be burnt is considered as if it's already burnt. And therefore the shear is not there. It doesn't have the chashivas that it needs. Okay. So if machlokas rapapa and rapapa, whether a sandal hamusker can be used or not, b'diavad. Meisvei, bayis hamusker metame mitocho, muchlet mitocho miachorov. The zeveze metame b'via. Okay. The halacha is that a bayis musker is metame mitocho, that only from the inside is it metame, but not if you touch the outside of the house. But a muchlet is metame both mitocho me'achorov. And both of the metame, if somebody comes into the house, he also has a din of tumah. Zirashi, just what the cases are. Metame mitocho b'maga. If you touch the walls on the inside of the house, you become tame. The achorov the lo nichnas gufa l'tocho. Even though you didn't go into the house, you stuck your hand through a window and you touch the wall, so a bayis musker is metameyu. To lahave tame mishum boel habayis, you didn't go into the house, so you're not tame because the Torah says v'haboel habayis, just being in the house is metameyu, and it's not exactly like ohel, right? A tame neis is metame be ohel, and then the ohel could be even if it opens into another room or whatever, or through a window or whatever. But here, the person's tame only if he walks into that room of the that has the tzaras. Okay, tzaras habayis. Imnoga b'kolso matami, but the touching the wall of a bayis musker from the inside is also matami. The hamuchlet matami atne achorav, and muchlet is matami even if you touch the wall on the outside of the house. And both of them are matami b'bia. Im nichnas derech bia, if you walked in the normal way, right? You didn't walk in backwards. You walked in frontwards. Kivan shenichnas ruba l'tochol tomei. As long as most of your body got into the house, even though you didn't touch anything, you're also tomei. Mishum habol habayis. Umikroi nafkalam b'toris klein. It's a psukim. Habol habayis also is yichavis begodav. It has to have also tuma. The muskar matam mitochol v'lo min acharov. V'muchlo ksiv tomei hu. Hosif lo tuma acheres. Lomer v'choshem matamei mi'achorav. We learn some psukim that the walls of the bayis hamuskar are tamei from the inside and not from the outside, and a bayis muchlat is an extra tuma that's also tamei if you touch it on the outside of the wall. So Mara says, of the isol kadaita kidam nichasis tamei, if it's considered like it's broken up and it doesn't have a shear, so it's not a bayis, right? So why should a bayis muchlat be metame? It's ksuse mechta shira. You have to knock down the house, right? So it's the same thing as if it would be omid l'sreifa. V'habo inon v'habo al habayis v'leka. It has to go into a house. It has to have a shear of a, what's called a house. And this doesn't have the shear, meaning it loses its chashivas because it's omid to be destroyed. Mar says, shani hosam the omar krov the nitzitz es habayis afilu b'shas netitza kori bayis. No, over here the Torah is megala that even when you knock it down, it's still called a bayis. The nitzitz es habayis, even b'shav when you're knocking it down, doesn't lose its chashivas of a bayis. So therefore, since the fact that it has to be knocked down doesn't take away the chashivas of the shear, but other things, wherever you need a shear and it's omed l'sreifa or it's omed for destruction, so then it loses its chashivas of that shear. Matlis. Toshma. Matlis yeshbo sholosh ha-sholosh. If you have a piece of cloth that has a rag that has its sholosh ha-sholosh that's bos, afal pi she'ein bo kezayis, even though it doesn't have the shear of a kezayis, kiven she'nichnas ruba labayis tohar. Tohar tum aso. What's it called? Zirashi. Maklis beged hamenuga. You have a beged that, what's it called, that it has a nega. Okay. And sholosh ha-sholosh have a beged, the chozi la-niyam. Three etzbos by three etzbos, an oni can use to make a patch. A-niyam use that size beged. So therefore, it's considered a beged. Shein bo-kezayish, shechuta dat. But if you take the material, right, it doesn't have a kezias of material because it's very thin, right? It may be 3x3, but it's very thin thread. So if you crumple it up, you won't get the volume of a kezias. Kivan shenichnas ruva labayis tohar timaso. If rove of that beged goes into a house that's tohar, it makes the house tame. Kima es kol klei habayis. What happens is any of the kalim that are in the bayis become tame. The mitzora matami bebia, the chain beger, the even hamenugas, kula matami beohel. Right, all these things are matami beohel. And Tosfos points out it doesn't mean mamish ohel, because it doesn't have the same din of tomei neis that's matami beohel, like we said. But it's matami inside that room, right? To a certain degree, things that are found in the room become tomei. The kalim that are in the room become tomei. The hakim and the al ruba kikula damyan. And rubo is kikulo, and since most of this beged went into the room, so the kalim in the room become tummy. My lab muchletes, isn't it talking about a piece of cloth that already had a nega that was muchlet, so it's omid l'sreifa. So how could it have a shear? Right, it needs a shear at least of 3x3 etzbos. And if it's omid l'sreifa, the shear should be considered no shear, and it shouldn't be matame anything. Mar says lo musgeris. It's not talking about muchlet. It's talking about a musker, which isn't omid l'sreifa, because we don't know yet if it's going to be muchlet or not. But it's still matame, and therefore it still has a shear. So Mar says yihachi ema seifa. Look at the seifa. Hayu bo kamazesim. Kivin shenichnas imenu kezayis labayis tohar timasa. If it had a lot of kezayim, so if it didn't have a kezayis, but it was a shear of 3x3, then if rove of the beged went in, then it's matami. But if rove didn't go in, it's not tami. But if it was a beged that was thick thread, and it was 3x3, but it had a lot of kezayim, a very thick thing, So as long as a kazayas went in, it's already tamei, even if rove of the beggar didn't go in, even if rove of the 3x3 wasn't in, but the corner that you put in had a kazayas, a very thick thing, it's also tamei. So iomers bishloma muchletes hainu de ishke shlemes, right? If what's it called, this shear of kazayas is only because we learn the beged menuga from a mace. Just like a kazayas of a mace is matame, so to a kazayas of this beged is matame. Right? Doesn't have to be a beged per se, it has to be a kazayas also matame. So if it, you're talking about a muchlet, that's, there's a hekesh between a muchlet and a mace. Eli iamris musgeris amai iskish le mace. But musgeris is no hekesh between a nega muskar and a mace. So why should a kazayas matami? You should need the most of the beged, because it's a beged. Where it says shani hosam the omar krov is sorof is a beged, afilu b'shasreifa kori beged. Same thing we said by the house. Right over here, even though it's only l'shreifa, in a chanan, he's talking about a muchlet, because only a muchlet a kazayas is matami. But by other things, when they're omed l'shreifa, they lose their chashivas. But over here, the Torah said b'feirish the sorof is a beged. That even b'shas, when you're burning it, it's still called a beged. So it doesn't lose its chashivas of beged just because it's only to be burnt. So Mara says, the ligmar minei, right? Let's learn from there to the case of the sandal. That a sandal also, right, should be okay. Because just like we say, that's called a beged, even though it's only b'shreifa. Let's say it's called a nal, even though it's only b'shreifa. Mara says, isra mituma lo gamrinen. Over there, it's gabi hilchas tuma. Over here it's Lagabe Isser of Chalitza Isurin. We don't learn from the other. Okay, Sirashi. Kiman Shinet, okay, we said this already. My lab muchletes, va filuhachi, omras shadai miuta basar, shadi miuta basaruba, va havi le command da ailekula. We say that it has a din of a beggar, and if rove of the beggar went in, so it's matami the house. The e command the michtosi damya zil boser mada ayil the ain babai is gimel al gimel. Right, lemaisa, if you hold it, it's going to be burnt, then it doesn't have the chashivas anymore, and whatever went in doesn't have a shear. You don't say rubo kekulo. So Morris says hoyubo kamazesim. Look at the sefer. Can't be talking about a musgar. Has to be talking about a muchlet. Because what does the sefer say? If the beged had a lot of zesim, the ain bo ela gimel al gimel shechuta ava. It's still only gimel al gimel. But it's very, very thick thread. So there's more than one kazayas even in the 3x3. Kivan shenichnas semenu kazayas labayas timaso. If a kazayas of it went into the house, it already is matami the house, even though it's not rove of the beged. The alphabet shein kan beged. The hollow al ruba. Rove didn't go in, so it doesn't have a beged, but a kazayas is matami. He amrish b'shlom ha-muchletes. We're talking about a muchlet. Hainu de matami b'kazayas. That's why the halacha is totally in a kazayas, not necessarily in a beged. Afilo ein kan beged sholosh al sholosh mishum de muchlet iskesh lemeis umeis matam b'kazayas, because a metzora muchlet, even whether it's begodim or bias or a person, is mukash lemeis, and a meis is matam b'kazayas. The hecha iskesh, where is this hekesh? Dichsiv al no tehi kameis by Miriam, who was a metzora, it says shouldn't be like a meis. So we see that a meis and a metzora are similar. Shemiriam musgeris havei v'kamer le'arum l'moshe alna tachlit shelo take a mace. Don't be machlit her that she should be like a mace. At this point, she wasn't like a mace. So Moshe begged, don't make her a muchlet, and then she'll be like a mace. Elashani hosam la'olam b'muchlet. Enoch anami saw about a muchlet, and still the beged is matami b'kazayis. Why? Even though this lechora should be no shear. Even though it's b'shas when you're sorif it, it still has a din of a beged. So Torah here is megala that even though normally something that's omid v'sreifa loses its chashivas, here it doesn't lose its chashivas. It's still called a beged. That's the case. Let's learn from here that just like a beged that's only to be nisraf is called a beged, so a nal that's only to be nisraf is called a nal. Where it says isurim tuma lo gaminan shehalchus tuma chidishu, all the halachas of tuma are chidish. You can't learn from them to other normally surim. Okay, let's go on. Omar Rava, Hilchaso Echot Sandu Hamuskur, the Echot Sandu Shemuchlot, the Echot Sandu Slavodis Kochavim, Lo Sachlot, the Imcholzo Chalitzosak Shera. Right? Sandu of an Obi Kochavim, and Rashi says, talking about where it's a Goyisha Obi Kochavim, which is Shayach Bittel. So even if you weren't Mavatl it, but it's Pasel to Mavatl the Avodazora, therefore it's not omade to be burnt, and therefore be the evidence kosher. And same thing goes with all the other ones. Sandu Hamuskur, Sandu Hamuchlet, all of them bedieved or kosher. Shel takrovis avodas achavim, but if you sacrificed it, you threw the shoe to an ovi, what's it called, the ovi kochavim or whatever, to an idol, and then it became takrovis avodas kochavim, that doesn't have any bittul. Veshel ira nidachas or nidachas, nobody mavatel that. It's all midrashrefi. You have to burn all the contents of the city. The shalzokan or asu lichvodo, or a shoe that's not made to wear. Right, zokan or asu lichvodo. Right, you made it for a person that's dead, to put on a dead body. So lo sachlos vimcholz chalitzosim. So all these things are not considered a shoe, either because they're only the straight, or because they're not made to wear. And Tosus asks, who asked? Somebody asked. Lachora, what's it called? The shoe of Beis Din. Lachor is also not made to wear. Right? Who asked the kasha? The Gemara's kasha. Okay. Omar le Ravina Ravashi. Maishno zokin osu lichvodo delav lehilucha ovi. The other ones I understand, they're all midrash reifa. But the one that's made for a dead body is not made to wear. It's not a shoe that's made for people to wear and walk in. And that's why it's not considered a shoe. Right? De beidin hanami lav lehilucha ovi. So the shoe they made, what's it called for in the picture, right, it was made special for Beis. It's not made to walk in, it's made to make chalitza in. So why is that shoe good? That's why when the guy put it on, they made him walk around with it. What's it called? That lamais is made to walk stop. Right. Omer le, ilu mazgi beishlucha de beidina mikopid ale dayona. If the shluch Beis would like, you know, put it on for a little while and walk around in it, is anybody be makbid on him? So it is made to wear, it's just that people don't wear it. But you have shoes in a shoe store, nobody likes the style, and they don't buy it, doesn't make it not a shoe. Right? So over here, really, it could be worn, but that's one of the reasons why they make the guy walk around in it, that it should be made lehiluch, not just for chalitza. So the guy put it on, and he walked around with it for a little while. They told him to walk around the room, yeah. Rashi. Shalavodis kochavim. Shenoalim also litzelim baraglov kishemasiyin also mokolamokom. It's part of the avodah zara itself. It's not used to serve the avodah zara, the shoe. They put shoes on the idol when they bring them from place to place. Shouldn't hurt his feet. Okay. Chalitzosak sheira muchlet kedamoran shafilu b'shas reifa kori begin. Right. Even a muchlet by tzaras is still considered a beged. When, because we do learn one from the other, even though it's omid l'shreifa, we learn from what's it called, that it's called a beged, even when it's what's it called, even when it's going to be omid l'shreifa. Okay. The lab meilifu, and we're not learning isser from tumah. Rashi says this is the way we hold now. Before we said you can't learn one from the other. Not learning elagili milsa bialmo. Since you see that by tumah, it's still considered a beged. So Mela is considered a beggar. It doesn't lose its chashivas. Since it's made for walking, right? Talking about the avodas kochavim of a goy that shayet to be mevatel. So it's not necessarily omeg l'shreifa for sure, because you could be mevatel it. It's also b'hanoah to get hanoah from avodas kochavim. So how can you use it for chalitza? Chalitza lav hanoi, the mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu. Chalitza is not considered a hanoah because mitzvah lav lahenes nitnu. Shel takrovis ovet ochavim shekrivu masru lefon of l'shem dorah. You offered it up to the avodas ochavim. You gave them shoes as a sacrifice. The kaimel on takrovis avodas ochavim ein lo bitul olamis. That the takrovis can never be bought. The iske shlemes. Because takrovis avodas kochavim is a hekesh to a mace. Dechsiv ayochlu zivche mesin. Hilkach lesli takanta uksusei michta shiura. Therefore, it has to be burned. right? And it's osur completely. There's no abdittel, and therefore it's only for sreifa, and therefore it doesn't have a shear. Shalir anidachas, same thing, nami l'sreifa kaimi. All the shoes and the iranidachas have to be burnt. So they're omid l'sreifa, they don't have a shear. Shalzokin osur l'chvodo, the tachrichei misa. You, what's it called, a made it for shoes for a mace. We don't put shoes on a mace. The nichnasayim that you put in the tachrichim are closed on the bottom like pajamas, children's pajamas. They don't have an opening so the foot doesn't come out. The foot's covered with the bottom of the nichnasayim. We don't put shoes. But I saw is that the tachrichim, they used to put shoes or sandals on the person. However, lovely luchavid, so that's not made for walking. Right, even though there'll be tchias ha-mesim, doesn't necessarily he'll get the shoes, the same shoes or whatever. Lav nal, therefore it's not called a nal. The beidina nami sandal shoyel abeisin umiyuchad v'chalitza. They used to have a special today, special shoe that was used only for chalitza. So that's also not made for walking. So the Gemara says in a chanami, that's what's it called. It's not that people can't walk in it. Right, by the mace, it's made to put on the mace. Nobody's not made bechlal to walk in. Over here, if the shliach beizim would want to put it on and walk in it, nobody's going to be makbid on him. Right, so therefore, it's considered made for walking too. Okay. Are you allowed to bury other things? What do you mean other things? Yeah, things that are, first of all, things that are tzorich hanesh, like the bloody things or whatever. Or sometimes they can't bury Sheamus with tzaddikim or whatever in the same kever. But to bury, well, yeah, to bury Sheamus, yeah, they bury Sheamus with tzaddikim. It says.
Zahara, they take out the dentures.
Oh, dentures? I thought you said dentures.
No, dentures.
I'm talking about Sheamus, you're talking about dentures. Dentures. Yeah, dentures, they have to be buried with the person. They, what's it called? They're considered part of his body.
Right, but they take them out.
You
can't.
But I'm saying that they bury it with nobody else can use those dentures.
Right.